From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
And welcome to another Mark Bishop Show with What's New in Biz. Call for Code, technologies created to save lives in the face of natural disasters. Well, Daniel Crook is the Chief Technology Officer of IBM Code and Response and Call for Code, a multi-year competition that inspires developers to create sustainable software solutions to the world's most pressing problems. And boy, do we have a few. He ensures that those ideas are delivered when they can make the greatest impact at CTO of the IBM Code and Responsive Initiative. That's what he's in charge of. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Let's look at the issue. As most recently seen with Hurricane Dorian, the impact of devastating wildfires, landslides, hurricanes, and other natural disasters that continue to grow every year. But with the help of the global developer community and open source technologies, we have the potential to significantly improve preparedness for natural disasters and accelerate relief when they hit. And this is where this Call for Code comes in, right, Daniel?
That's right. Call for Code's a five-year, $30 million program. We've just entered our second year of it, and each year we have a global competition. So we just finished our second competition, and the goal is to get the world's 24 million developers inspired to address some global challenges. For example, natural disasters, which was the theme this year. So we saw developers from 165 nations, over 180,000 of them, come out and participate in the competition, the global virtual competition at universities, from startups and large enterprises around the world.
Well, what is it? 100 and more, in fact, than 180,000 independent and enterprise developers, data scientists, activists, and students from 165 nations participated to create technologies that can help local communities in need. Now, apparently, Daniel, these teams used data and open source powered technology, including cloud, artificial intelligence, and blockchain to create more than 5,000 applications. Is that right?
Yes. So we had participation using various IBM cloud technologies as well as open source, open standards based services. So it was amazing to see the variety of applications creating, for example, platforms that use blockchain to make it clear and trackable where a donation might go from the donor to the recipient, and as well as use conversational technology, voice to text, to understand what people need, what people have needs, and how responders can get people the help they need in the most efficient way possible. So lots of amazing solutions from around the world.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Tell us about the five finalists for this year's Call for Code. They're chosen from an elite group of top technology solutions from around the world. I think the first one, Aster, out of Europe. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there were five finalists. Aster was one of the finalists, and they created an application that can supplement a 911 board, for example, during a time of crisis, to help handle some calls, understand the sentiment of the caller, what they might need, to generate an overall picture of where a crisis may be happening. So, for example, with the earthquake today in California, you might be able to track to one part of San Francisco where people are in most need of help. So that was one of the solutions. Another one, Helios, connects people who are affected by natural disasters in their mental health, connect them to caseworkers, connect them and store a history of information over time the caseworker can do to give them the right things that they need.
Right. Helios, they're out of North America, right? You've got five from different places, yeah. And they provide high-quality mental health care. They specialize in that one.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and, go ahead, yep.
I was going to say, yeah, the top solution came from Spain. So they actually are a team comprised of a developer, a data scientist, a firefighter, a nurse, and a project manager, and pulling it all together. And they created a solution in partnership with their local fire brigade, the two team members being on that fire brigade, mm-hmm. where they have a hardware device that can be attached to a firefighter's uniform, who is out addressing wildfires, and it collects information about what that firefighter is exposed to. So that information is emitted over the network, stored in a database where the fire commander can look at the real-time health of the firefighters answering that crisis.
That's amazing.
And what it can also do is, based on that real-time information, also derive long-term trends to realize what sort of corrective actions or medical attention that a firefighter might need over the long term to improve their outcome.
Well, when you would talk about ROVE now of North America, Project ROVE, it's an emergency response solution that connects responders to victims deemed to be most in need. Is that right? Natural language processing, crowdsourced SMS messaging. What goes on there with ROVE?
Yeah, they're interesting because they combine actually an old technology, SMS or text messaging, one of the things that may still be available when the rest of the network is down. They grab those text messages and the locations where they're coming from to plot those on a map and group certain needs together. And so that information is shown to a first responder who, and it's also mixed with weather data and satellite information based on what sort of routes are still available. So it helps, again, improve the outcome of getting resources to the people that need it most when they need it.
Yeah, pretty talented guys and people and crews that have put this together. Last but not least, Sparrow Platform out of the Asia-Pacific region.
Yeah, Sparrow is a really cool solution because they capture the idea they're creating technology, but they're integrating it with tools that we already have today. So if you use WhatsApp or you use Facebook Messenger or another social media platform, they can plug into that. So you're not installing something during a disaster. And what they can do is you can ask the Sparrow platform, you know, if you have a particular medical emergency or you have some sort of symptom, it can instantly give you a confidence score on what the issue might be and what actions you can take. You can also use it to escalate it up to actually talking to a real person. And they've already prototyped this in India with a hospital with 50 doctors. And so it's a way to connect on demand through the system, be matched with somebody who can help you out quickly and easily and get you the help you need fast.
Wow. Well, the winning solution, this is going to be further developed and deployed by IBM Codem Response, your mob, an initiative in collaboration with some of the world's leading disaster technology and human rights organizations. But apparently, you're in bed with the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Global Initiative University, the Linux Foundation, AT&T, FirstNet Authority, Consumer Technology Association Foundation, and Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies. So Codem Response is currently piloting Project OWL. This is a winning solution from Call for Code in 2018 in regions recently affected by the natural disasters, including Puerto Rico and Houston in Texas.
That's right. So Call for Code is the yearly competition that generates the new ideas, the innovation, based on real-world problems that, for example, you mentioned the UN Disaster Risk Reduction Organization produces something called the Sendai Framework. It outlines the key issues that affect disaster risk reduction. And so developers can use that as a roadmap to create solutions in the context of the competition. So after they've created the solutions, the IBM Code and Response Program is the incubator or the support deployment framework that makes those ideas real. So Code Response is also in partnership with the organizations you mentioned. And what it does is provide funding to the winning teams. It provides mentorship and resources. It provides individual experts, such as those from the IBM Corporate Service Corps program, mm-hmm. So top-performing employees who volunteered their hardware, software, user experience, and community-building skills to take the ideas that come out of Call for Code, make them into sustainable solutions, and make sure they have an impact around the world in partnership with organizations that can help them scale.
Any other stuff there, Daniel? Like, what are some of the other notable solutions that you've seen this year? Anything we haven't touched on?
So there's some really interesting ideas that came out. One from South Asia, from Myanmar, that helps use visual recognition, so detect patterns in images, to determine if a blood sample has, if someone is infected with malaria. So it helps do a very quick assessment on a blood sample, faster than a regular lab test. So that was one great idea. We also saw ways to gamify consumption or conserving the consumption of water from a team in Egypt. So basically what you do is you create a mobile app and provide a way for people to take actions, to save water, and they'll get rewarded through vouchers and discounts.
Yeah.
And lots of amazing ideas. And we do hope that even the ideas that didn't make it up to the top tier, the five finalists, continue to move on, continue to have support from the Linux Foundation to build out their ideas where they can have not only that local impact, but also scale around the world.
Well, there's so many things we do need. I mean, whether we like it or not, and I'm not going to say it's climate change, but whatever the heck it is, the things are getting worse, and we need all the help we can get. I noticed the winning team's going to receive a cash prize, a USD, of $200,000 and support from IBM. That'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a great leg up for them to take their idea and move on to the next phase with it. So take a promising idea, spend the money and ideally build out some more prototypes, connect with some more help that can help come on full time to help it, to help improve it, and do what else they need to make it reality.
Should mention there too, the Linux Foundation and other partners interested in turning the winning idea into a real world open source deployment to benefit communities in need. But IBM are the major leaders in this whole thing. But second, third, fourth, and fifth place winners, they also receive a cash prize as well. That's pretty cool. So you see these solutions impacting disaster for us in the future, Daniel Cook, as something for us to look forward to, just the mug in the street, right?
Yes, exactly. So as you mentioned, natural disasters are a growing threat. They affect everybody around the world. But we also have 24 million developers in the world, or even people who just are familiar with technology that can now use tools to develop solutions to counteract them. So we hope to see through the Call for Code program and the Code and Response Deployment System more and better innovation each year of the program. And we hope that they can save lives in the near future.
Yeah, nice to be putting it towards this type of thing instead of weapons, eh? Where can my listeners go for more information, Daniel? Should they like to read a bit more, follow this up perhaps?
Yeah, they can go to callforcode.org. So they'll learn about the five-year program. They'll see highlights from last year's competition, including Project OWL, their most recent deployment. They'll see this year's winners. And they can stay tuned for next year's 2020 competition as well, where they can take part and put their hat in the ring for those awards, those prizes as well, and bring their innovation to reality.
So the Call for Code, the whole operation itself, this was launched by David Clark Cause alongside yourselves, the founding partner, IBM. This was only back in 2018.
Yeah, so that was the first year of the five-year program. We just completed the second year. And we bring on supporters, which include small organizations, large organizations, their sponsors as well that come on board, and other charitable partners. And the goal is to match these developers with the expertise, the input from organizations that can give them the tools, the guidance to create important applications. So throughout the competition too, you know, students can learn about cloud computing, they can learn about databases, data services, they can learn about blockchain, Internet of Things, all sorts of brand new technologies. So they'll learn skills even if they don't bring them to bear on an immediate problem.
That's fabulous. So callforcode.org. If you're interested, I think that'd be a great site to have a look at. Probably find out a lot of information. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel Cook is the Chief Technology Officer of IBM Code and Response and Call for Code, a multi-year competition that inspires developers to create sustainable software solutions to the world's most pressing problems. And boy, do we have a few, and it's great to hear the inventions and all of these things that can save lives. Thanks again, Daniel. Great speaking with you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. Daniel Crook on The Mark Bishop Show with What's New in Biz.